Lesson 7C, Exercises 6 and 7. 1.
I'm from Vanuatu, a small group of islands in the South Pacific. When the islands were hit by a huge storm, thousands of islanders had to leave their homes, including me. Now we're all living at an evacuation center near the capital, Port Vila. A lot of the houses on the islands were badly damaged. My home is on a small island called Tana, and in fact, my house was hardly damaged at all, but our well became contaminated, so I had to leave the island anyway, together with everyone else in my village. There isn't much to do here at the camp. That's the main problem for me personally. I find it difficult to cope with the boredom.
2.
When the earthquake struck, we thought we had been lucky. Our house was not damaged and everyone in our family was unharmed. But the city quickly began to change. It seemed to be overrun with delinquents, and at night we heard gunshots. It didn't feel safe, especially with three young children, so we left. We came to stay with my brother and his wife, who have a farm about 40 kilometers away from the city. I gave up my job in a factory, and now we all help with the crops and the animals. Our main problem is that our youngest daughter is unwell, and it's hard to find a doctor here. When she needs to be seen, I have to take her back into the city, and it takes all day. But even so, we're better off here.
3.
My family are from the small Southeast Asian country of Bhutan, but they left their homeland in the 1990s. They were being persecuted for being part of an ethnic minority. I was only 6 months old when they decided to leave home and trek for days across India before arriving here at a refugee camp in Nepal. We've been living here for 20 years, waiting for the authorities to find us a permanent home. Many of our friends have left. Some of them have gone to Canada to start a new life. My parents say they would like to return to Bhutan one day, if the political situation changes. As for me, I'm not so sure. I've never been to Bhutan. I don't think of it as my home. But where is my home? At the moment, I don't feel I have one. And that upsets me.
4.
I was a university student when my parents made the decision to emigrate. I didn't want to be separated from them, so I agreed to go too. They were struggling to find a job in Ukraine, even though they both had doctorates, and so they decided to try their luck abroad. Argentina was accepting migrants at that time, so we boarded a flight in Kiev and about 20 hours later arrived in Buenos Aires, our new home. I couldn't speak Spanish when I arrived, so I communicated mostly in English. Now, 3 years later, my Spanish still isn't as good as it should be. I really must work at it, so I can feel that I'm more part of the society here.
5.
We didn't live in a big city like Damascus or Aleppo, and most of the time it was fairly peaceful. But gradually the violence increased. We felt as though the war was getting nearer. When a mortar exploded directly opposite our block of flats, I decided it was time for me and my family to leave. We headed across the border from Syria to Jordan and found a refugee camp containing many thousands of men, women, and children. It's run by the UN, and they provide basic food and shelter. We're safe here, at least. But I worry about the children not going to school and the effect that will have on their future.